We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I think the economy is improving because it seems like there's a whole lot more. There's a whole lot more jobs available. Unemployment is down.
KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning. Thanks for tuning us in here on a Thursday morning, February 15th. 6:46 now, three big things.
Three.
New federal tax law could boost Kansas tax revenue by $500 million.
Two.
Second suspect arrested in Wichita homicide. Police looking for two more suspects.
One.
High school shooting leaves 17 dead in Florida. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And taking a look at the roads in Wichita this morning, well, things are starting to pick up out there. Got some heavy traffic right now on K-96, looking especially eastbound on K-96 right around the hillside area. So there by the North Junction, some heavy traffic. Traffic on KNSS brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Get it downtown at Market and Waterman, the East Harry Street Mall, and online at carlsdyer.com, your home for complete car care.
Mostly cloudy and warm today with a high of 75 degrees. Mostly cloudy, cooler tonight, cooling off to 23 for the overnight low. Partly sunny, breezy, and cooler on Friday, down to 39. 75 today, 39 tomorrow. Now partly cloudy, 62 degrees. We have a southwest wind at 14 miles per hour.
The 70s and then into the 20s in the overnight.
That's right.
Yikes.
Find the comfort of a hat. Express your personality. Go to Hatman Jack's. Find your own style. See why people from around the nation make Hatman Jack's their destination at the Clock Tower in Delano, 601 West Douglas, Hatman Jack's. 6:47 now, Steve and Ted. Stocks ended the day in positive territory Wednesday, but it didn't start out that way.
Stocks finished higher despite a higher-than-expected inflation report that many feared would lead to another sell-off and rate hikes. Well, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, after starting to the downside, finished higher by 253 points at 24,893. The Nasdaq Composite up 130 at 7,143. The S&P 500 up more than 35 at 26,98. On the Dow Jones Industrial Average, plenty of winners. Nike, Goldman Sachs, IBM, Caterpillar, JP Morgan helped to lead the way. The 10-year Treasury yield did move higher. Gold gained about $23 on the inflation concerns. On the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Nicole Petalides, Fox News.
Money really can buy happiness, as it turns out, but you may not need as much as you think. How much, Ted? How much money in a year's time would make you really happy as can be? What do you think? Let's put a number on it. You don't have to.
Well, let's start with six figures.
Six figures. Okay. That's $10,000. That's five. Not counting
decimals.
That
would be nice.
Yes. A large analysis published in the journal Nature Human Behavior used data from the Gallup World Poll, a survey of more than 1.7 million people from 164 countries, to put a price on optimal emotional well-being. It's between $60,000 and $75,000 a year. I would think that means more or less than depending on what country you're in. Anyway, maybe they weighted it some way. That aligns with past research on the topic, which found that people are happiest when they make about $75,000 a year. So if you don't make that much, can you be happy every other year? Say you make $30,000, you'll be happy 1 year and not so happy the next.
That's your plan.
Yeah.
Or I'm half as happy as I could be.
I'm half as happy.
Something like that.
That's the way you measure happiness in terms
of.
Are
you happy, Steve?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm always happy.
Okay.
Where's your hat today? Huh?
Where's your hat?
Don't need it today. It's the second day.
Okay.
Don't need it. But thanks for noticing again.
I don't know that it would buy happiness, but it would certainly, I think, eliminate some stress.
Yeah, it makes it easier to pay bills and stuff
exactly,
like that.
Stuff like that.
Sleep better at night.
Yeah.
You're healthy if you're rich. You're healthier if you're richer.
Really?
Is that right?
Yeah, because you have less stress on those kind
yeah.
of things.
You ever notice that Don never sick?
No, he's a pillar of health.
Oh, I'm so relaxed.
I love it when he comes in wearing his monocle and his spats, don't you?
Looks like community chest striding in here.
50 years after the Federal Fair Housing Act banned racial discrimination in lending, African Americans and Latinos continue to be routinely denied conventional mortgage loans at rates far higher than their white counterparts. Are you believing this? According to millions of Home Mortgage Disclosure Act records analyzed by Reveal from the Center for Investigative Reporting, modern-day redlining, we call it, persisted in 61 metro areas, even when controlling for applicants' income, loan amount, and neighborhood. This is a racial thing that apparently, according to this study, still going strong 50 years after they outlawed it.
Yeah.
651 now, Steve and Ted. How my daughter's retirement will differ from mine. Don Grant, CFP.
Probably will.
The Money Tracker. Sharing some personal information with
us. Well, here's some personal information.
Good morning, Don.
My retirement will be dramatically different from my dad's. He planned well, but also there were many more employer-provided benefits to help him along the way. He had several pensions, as well as Social Security. And get this, one private firm provided health care for life for both him and my mom.
Wow. Yeah.
Now, I have the advantage of a couple of partial pensions from a previous work, and there's a good chance that Social Security will remain intact for my lifetime. And we've always contributed to either an IRA or a 401k, as they are were instituted just before Barb and I entered the workforce. But what about our daughters? What, you know, they're in college right now and are on the late cusp of being either millennial, Gen Y, or to be determined, Generation Z group. I don't know. There's so many of these things. By the way, these generational labels don't mean squat other than a way to classify consumers and for the media to describe a crowd at an event.
There you go.
But how will my daughters pay for their retirement? I really wonder what form Social Security will take. Now, most government and economic analysts that I read seem to think that Social Security will exist, but it may be taxed differently, means tested, or perhaps actual dollars withheld may be attached to one person as with a retirement account. That means that they will not be able to rely upon Social Security for as much of their retirement income as many do now. Probably. Nobody knows, though. The stock market will probably still be the primary place for investment growth. We can't predict the future, but I'm already encouraging my daughters to create several streams of income for retirement. That means sacrificing some time early in their careers to purchase a rental property or to invest in a small business that creates income. Another investment may be an insurance product that promises a certain level of growth and or income in the future. Now, we are living longer, and my daughters could actually see 3 centuries, believe it or not. They were born in the late 20th century, and yeah, they're in the 21st.
Good.
And, you know,
yeah,
they are both very health conscious. Healthcare is expensive and not getting cheaper yet. Well, since the odds that they'll live longer, we are encouraging healthy habits and working on ways to ensure healthcare costs for them, hopefully. Anyway, it's a big mystery, but it's going to be a lot different for them than it is for me. And, of course, if you have any questions on that, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
I'll tell you what, the first, I don't know, 10, 11, 12 years of our marriage, Shelley and I had no way to save anything except putting a sock somewhere.
Yeah.
In broadcasting, we didn't have pensions. We didn't have 401ks.
Wow.
Nothing.
You didn't have a pension back then.
No. And so the 401k came about, and radio companies started doing that.
Right.
That helped a bunch. And it's a little, I never got into this, but that's, I think the Roth
IRA,
is a good deal.
A good way to go, even if you're a little bit older. I mean, it's a good place to put money, because if you do have a legacy, it can be passed on tax-free as well. So
how about that? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, today is Singles Awareness Day. The day after Valentine's Day has been designated Singles Awareness Day, declaring to the world that there is nothing wrong with being single. Who said there was? I mean,
exactly.
Some sort of a single discrimination thing going in here?
Creating a problem that doesn't exist just so they can sell another card.
Nothing like getting that thrown at you yesterday, and then you're throwing it at me again here today.
Oh, so if you're sensitive about it, I won't mention again that it's Single Awareness Day. Okay?
Are you aware?
Like yesterday I wasn't aware that I'm single, and today I am.
Yeah, but you're
how dumb do I have to be?
Aren't you heavily into a relationship?
That's kind of personal. You shouldn't be asking him that.
Oh, is it?
What's wrong with you?
Is it Rocky?
Come on.
Is it not?
No, but it's not. But it's just Don. It's none of your business.
It's none of my beeswax.
None of your beeswax.
Well, nobody's listening. Come on. It's just between us.
All right.
Just between us, Ted. Fill me in.
Yeah, nobody's listening.
That's probably
thank
true.
Thank you, Don. All right, guys. We'll skip on past this one. 6:55. No, Steve and Ted. Coming up at the 7 o'clock hour, another mass shooting at American school. We've got to tell you all about that. And a second suspect arrested in a Wichita homicide. That's coming up, Steve and Ted, on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.